Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for more from your truck driving career? At Schneider, we're committed to you, from reimbursing your driving school tuition to retirement. One of Schneider's most rewarding advancement opportunities is becoming a training engineer, preparing our safe drivers. With our new training engineer program, you can make $10,000 a year more than an average solo driver or more, and choose your training schedule. But before you can advance with Schneider, you have to start with Schneider. Take your first step at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Blackhawks will get a chance to even up the Stanley Cup Final in Game 4 tomorrow night after the Lightning took a 2-1 lead at the United Center. Coach Joel Quenneville says the Hawks will have to do a much better job of capitalizing on opportunities early on than they did last night.
Like their first period, you know, we had two empty nets and didn't capitalize on either one. And we still had 1-1 and scored a big power play goal and had got some excitement. The crowd was there. I thought we had a real good first. They had a good second. And then third was even, and tough loss.
Johnny Oduya left the game during the second period last night before returning in the third. Joel Quenneville says he should be okay for Game 4 tomorrow night at the United Center. To baseball, the White Sox will try to take a series from the Astros tonight at the Cell. Carlos Rodon still looking for his second win on the season. He'll face Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel is 7-1 in 2015 with a 1.85 ERA. Chris Ronji has pregame at 6:35. Meanwhile, on the north side, the Cubs take a flyer on reliever Rafael Soriano. They signed him to a minor league contract today in hopes he can help shore up the bullpen. Soriano was 4-1 with 32 saves for the Nationals in 2014. Manager Joe Maddon was on with Spiegs and Goff earlier today, and he says right now the Cubs' bullpen is full of even or ahead guys.
I call them even or ahead guys, guys that you feel comfortable pitching when the score is tied or that you're ahead. There's this group of pitchers out there in the big leagues that pitch much better when they're behind, when the team is behind, and that's not necessarily what you're looking for. So the even or ahead guys, which all those guys are that you're describing, so that makes it thicker. And that permits you to get hot, stay hot, and win some games in a row.
You can hear the entire conversation with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Cubs are in Detroit to face the Tigers tonight at 6:08. John Lester on the mound for the Cubs, Anibal Sanchez for the Tigers. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in Cleveland. That series all tied up at one game apiece. And finally, Tony Romo's upset with the NFL for shutting down his fantasy football convention that was to take place in Las Vegas next month. The NFL told players that their participation in the convention was tantamount to gambling. Romo says the NFL is just mad that they weren't invited to take part and didn't stand to make any money off the event. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. After all hockey final games, tune into the Mercy Hospital postgame show with E on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Mercy Hospital, discover more at mercy-chicago.org/heart. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Astros on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by CDH Proton Center.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Absolutely massacred. Soler.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Cubs win!
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Madison Russell.
Three-run homer. The first of Chris Bryant's career.
Lynn Casper.
To infinity and beyond.
What's that from? Star Wars.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
203 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein.
And on Monday or Tuesday sometimes, depending on what all is going on.
Hectic schedule.
Well, yeah, we have to fit into his very, very busy schedule, of course. Ours is wide open, but, you know, he's busy.
That's pretty much on or off the air.
We take the time to talk to Len Casper on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is also a Twitter follow who tweets about all kinds of things at Len Casper. And if I remember correctly, his hockey team is the Red Wings, right? Because I think, did they just hire a coach, or they're working on hiring a coach?
No, they got the big, no, oh, that one, the one they didn't. Yeah,
I thought just today there was
yeah,
all
probably
sorts.
So. They're, you know.
Probably so.
Probably
as confirmed
so.
By I saw, Terry Bors, I don't know,
you know
maybe,
let me
tell you that guy, probably.
I never claimed to have vast NHL knowledge.
I know, I just
I never claimed to have it. Don't ask me. Ask a friend.
I thought maybe you could confirm.
No, I don't.
So, Len, do your Red Wings have a new coach or not?
They do. Jeff Blashill, who was the Grand Rapids coach, he was actually an assistant to Mike Babcock and has been in their system for a few years, and everybody here kind of thinks he's a younger version of Babcock, so they're very happy about it.
Well, there you go, and get to experience it right there in Detroit. But the exciting things going on for the Cubs, a lot of energy around this team right now. Not only do you have the new blood of the draft and the excitement there, but the Rafael Soriano signing will give them another seasoned bullpen arm in a time when you need it. And there's rumblings of other things in the works, of a lot of phone conversations regarding something else that might be even bigger than that. I don't know what you're hearing, but we started hearing yesterday that there is some activity in trying to take advantage of what is clearly a really good baseball team and an opportunity.
Well, you know, you're probably hearing more than I am. I was off yesterday and I didn't get any scoops, so I'll trust your judgment on that. But it's a fun time. Obviously, the draft is going on right now, and you know, that's kind of this is the biggest 3-day stretch for Theo and Jed and Jason McLeod to keep adding to this system. But as we talked last week, Dan, right now the conversations about this club are about the major league team, and that's a big change, and it's fun. And, you know, taking 3 or 4 against Washington was much needed after dropping a couple of series to teams that you shouldn't probably lose 2 out of 3 to. But you come here to Detroit, the Tigers have won 4 straight division titles. They've had a little bit of a struggle here as of late. But I think a lot of these series kind of become measuring sticks. And Joe Maddon has kind of said, you know, we can play with anybody. And I think they've kind of proven that by sweeping the Mets and playing the Nationals tough. They've got the Dodgers coming up still this month. The Cardinals are on the schedule here in the next few weeks. So these are all fun series to see how this young team stacks up.
I guess that's, yeah, I think you sort of answered my question, Lenny, okay, when we watch a game and so forth, which means absolutely nothing to anybody, but it would just appear that the just rumors that we're hearing and this, that, and the other stuff to do with this team, that the Cubs are feeling a little bit. They certainly will look at these standings and go, well, there's no reason we can't be there at the end. Do you feel that way? I mean, is it sort of one of those things where you watch it every day? Do you feel the same way that they do about this team?
Yeah, I do, Terry, because, you know, part of it is they have had a pretty tough schedule here as of late, and they haven't gone into a 2-week funk or even really a 1-week funk. You know, they've limited their losing streaks. As much as we are concerned about this bullpen, you know, I think they've taken pretty quick action, whether it's demoting somebody, bringing up an arm, as you mentioned, signing Rafael Soriano to a minor league deal. Giving Hector Rondon a little bit of a breather in the ninth inning. You know, Joe has shown, a willingness to make changes on the fly. And when you're a team that is expected here to win and to be in it, you have to do those things. And I do think in some cases, like Starlin Castro, you give guys a little extra time to try to sort through some issues. But, you know, with the bullpen and some younger guys and taking Travis Wood out of the rotation, I think they've shown an ability to jump on stuff and say, no, this isn't working. Let's try something new.
What do you think the effect is of the Baez injury when it appeared that he was ready to come up and play third base?
Well, I think the first thing, Dan, is you feel terrible for him. It's been kind of a dark cloud type of year for him. Obviously, the personal tragedy of losing his younger sister is the number one thing you think about. He ended up missing a couple of weeks as a result. They were very close.
Nobody really knew when he came back, you know, what state of mind he would be in. And he actually was terrific on the field. And I think we probably would have seen him, if not tonight, in the very near future with all these games in the American League. Now that he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, you wonder if he can have any impact on this 2015 Major League season. You know, I would imagine we'll see him in September, but I think he thought, and rightly so, that some of the adjustments he made at the AAA level were going to get him back to the big league level pretty soon, and he was hoping to stay here. So I just feel bad for him on a personal level. And then from the team perspective, you know, you get Kristen Orfia back, but Jorge Soler is out. You know, the depth has been has threatened a little bit. You'd like to see some more production out of the bench here, and I think Baez would have certainly helped.
Well, like I say, it just seems to me that this team, all of its actions, Lynn, suggests that, you know, sometimes we can believe in stuff, and you look and say, well, why not? And the guys running say, we're not really that sure, and they can tell by their actions. I don't think that's the case with the Cubs. I think they agree with all of us. You know, I think that Theo and all of them sort of agree that, yeah, you know what? Why shouldn't we be there in October? Why shouldn't we be in the playoffs? Why shouldn't this team, which is just coming of age, as we know, there's still some work to do, but why shouldn't we be there? Which is, you know, I mean, you're way ahead of schedule, but then, well, of course, the Astros have had a rough road trip, but they're sort of that other team, you know, it's like the Cubs are saying, well, you just wait, you know, bide your time, and the Astros will be there. Well, they've done it this year, slumped recently, but I mean, I think they sort of have that feeling too. Why not? Why not now? Why do we have to wait 2 years?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Terry, and I think the biggest question that has to be answered, and I don't know the answer for sure, but to go back to Dan's point about, you know, conversations of, you know, making changes on this roster, mm-hmm. I think the number one thing is, can you compete? Can you make changes? Can you add without in any way mortgaging?